So within a particular religion also, how do we know our path? See, there is a horizontal aspect of the religious quest, and there is a vertical aspect of the religious quest. The horizontal aspect is, I join this organization, I follow this teacher, I convert to this religion. I'll talk about all this more tomorrow. But there's a horizontal aspect to it. And there is a vertical aspect to it. Vertical aspect is that we are raising our consciousness from the material level to the spiritual level. So if we get too caught in the technicalities, this path is like this path is like that, we understand that God is our ultimate guide. Krishna Vande Jagat Guru. Krishna is the guru of the whole universe. He is not just the guru of those who are studying the Gita. He is not just the guru of those who are following a particular path. He is Jagat Guru. He is in the heart of all living beings. So, when we follow a particular path, it is we who are choosing that as a way to come closer to Krishna, to God, whatever our conception is. So, the horizontal choice may be there, but the focus is vertical. Now, if we just focus on the horizontal aspects of this path has this focus, this organization has this focus, this book has this focus, this teacher has this focus, this sect has this focus, we can just get caught in that. But we take a step forward in the vertical direction. Now, for that, we may choose a particular path. That is fine. But the purpose is to move upwards. And God can attract different people in different ways. So, we have to test it in our own hearts. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. Pratyakshavagamam. We experience it directly in our own hearts. Sanatana Goswami says that anubhav is the ultimate pramana. There are various ways of acquiring knowledge. There is pratyaksha, anuman, shabda. Anubhav is experience. And when we experience the enrichment of our heart, when we experience the transformation of our heart, when we experience the perception of some higher realities, then that is the highest evidence, that is the strongest testimony in the court of our own heart. So, if we are attracted to a particular feature of the Lord, and that is taught about in the particular group, particular organization, then if we feel inspired to follow, then we can follow that. The important thing here is that we shouldn't be just, we can't neglect our sentiments, but we shouldn't be sentimental. Sentimental means to think that my sentiments alone are everything. Some of us may have been, born and brought up in a culture where maybe the Ram Bhakti was a lot. So then we come to a temple now and we start thinking that, when I hear about Ram, I feel more attracted. So maybe I belong to Ayodhya in the spiritual world. Not to Goloka. There is a cultural attraction and there is a spiritual attraction. The spiritual attraction manifests at the purified stage. Now, if there is a cultural attraction, it's not to deny, it's not to reject it. If you are attracted to Ram, attraction to any form of the Lord is auspicious. Right? We can use that attraction to increase our connection with the Lord. But we don't have to assume that whatever is our present sentiment necessarily is a reflection of our eternal spiritual destiny. So at this stage, we just follow the process for purifying ourselves. And as we become purified, then the spiritual attraction will awaken. So if there is a particular attraction to a particular feature of the Lord, that's perfectly fine. We are grateful that somehow we are attracted to the Lord. Rupa Goswami says, Yena Kena Prakarini Mana Krishna Nimishai. Somehow or the other fix the mind in Krishna. But we don't have to necessarily associate our present attraction with our ultimate position. We focus on purification. And whichever path inspires us to become purified, inspires us to become transformed, inspires us to elevate our consciousness, that is the path we follow. And by that, as we follow it, as we become elevated in our consciousness, then our natural spiritual attraction will emerge. So, does that answer your question? Thank you. Very good.